I'm really excited to welcome back to the show Teresa Carter, who is the founder of LocalTourist.com and the host of Alpha Beer 13, which is an event that teaches you about 26 beers, one for each letter of the alphabet. It's taking place tomorrow, Saturday, October 18th, 6 p.m. at A.J. Hudson's Public House, 3801 North Ashland Avenue. Now, welcome Teresa back to the show. Hi, Teresa.
Hi. You're just happy to see me because I bring you beer.
Oh, no, no. That's not true. Although, you know, it's nice that you've brought beer.
Okay, good.
And we have to actually have a bottle of Malort here, too.
So,
first of all, tell everybody about LocalTourist.com.
The Local Tourist is Chicago's where to go, what to do website. We've got a team of contributors that cover everything that's happening in the site. There's a business directory, events calendar. It's pretty much anywhere you want to know what to do, where to go, we've got it.
How long has it been around?
It started as a hobby in 2002. So,
oh, my God.
Yeah.
12 years.
I know.
Wow.
And we're still around.
That's great. That's really, really great. Yeah. And it's grown since, obviously.
Grown tremendously. In fact, we're getting ready to launch in, actually, the sites are now live in Milwaukee and Cedarburg, Wisconsin. We're building up a team there. We're going to be launching in Asheville and San Diego next year.
Why Cedarburg?
Cedarburg is...
Which I've been to. I've been to many times. My first ex-wife, we would go up there a lot and go to the bed and breakfast and stuff like that. It's a really quaint... Mm-hmm. Beautiful little place that when you're there, it doesn't feel like it's like 10 minutes from Milwaukee.
Right. And that's part of it because it's kind of, I mean, in Chicago terms, it's almost like a suburb. It's only, you know, it's so close. But it's its own community. And so we're doing the same thing with Lake Geneva and Galena.
Oh,
and
cool.
These communities that are vacation spots in their own right.
I love Cedarburg. Mm-hmm. They've got wineries out there.
Yep.
And there's a lot of antique shops and stuff. Mm-hmm. I found a lot of, because I collect Schlitz memorabilia, speaking of beer. And I found a lot of, when we go up to Cedarburg to stay for the weekend, I would find a lot of really cool Schlitz stuff downstairs in the antique places and stuff. And I would find a lot of really cool stuff up there. I did make the mistake, however, of going into, there's a bar in Cedarburg that's next to the, there was a movie theater next. We stayed at
the Rivoli, I think.
The Washington, we stayed at the Washington Inn?
Yes, Washington House Inn. That was actually what I fell in love with Cedarburg because we stayed at Washington House
Inn. It's great. It's great. And so we stayed there and then like right next door was a movie theater.
Mm-hmm.
And then next door to that was a bar. And we went into the bar and I made the mistake, this was in the 90s. Mm-hmm. I made the mistake of asking for a Schlitz. And this was at the time when they had just shut the Schlitz museum down and the brewery, and they moved it to Detroit, and they put a lot of people in Milwaukee out of work.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went in and I asked for a Schlitz, it's like that scene in Animal House when they go into the bar and everything stops.
Yes.
It was like that. And I was just like, and they're like, nah. And I said, well, I'll take a Miller product then. This is much better.
I'll drink whatever you want to give me. I'm sorry.
So LocalTourist.com, you cover everything.
Yes.
Just events and things that are happening locally.
Yeah, events, local business spotlights, any reviews of restaurants, and so we tell you where to go, not where not to go. Because we're a happy site.
You're a happy site.
You're a happy
you don't
site.
Find that very often on the internet. There's so much meanness and negativity on the internet.
Yeah, we figured, you know, you can get that elsewhere.
Yeah. You look at Yelp, it's just people moaning and lying. You know what I mean? Because you can have anonymity on the anonymity? Yeah, yeah, on the internet.
You haven't had any beer yet, have you?
No, I have not. Oddly, I haven't. I just act like this without any beer. So, anyway, all right, so tell us about Alpha Beer. It's your 13th Alpha Beer.
Yes.
And it's happening tomorrow night, Saturday night, at A.J. Hudson's, a place that I was employed when it was called Ginger's. And tell us about Alpha Beer.
Well, we try a craft beer for every letter of the alphabet. It's done classroom style, so it's educational as well as fun. But we start with A and work our way through the alphabet, about 5 letters per beer, per letter. And we have guest brewers that will come in. Like, for example, this particular one, we're going to be kicked off with Arcade Brewery. They're coming in to share their grapefruit IPA. We're also going to have Berghoff there, Beguile, Temperance, and 1090.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
That's really cool. Now, because I know that A.J. Hudson's is 3 rooms. Well, which room are you guys
going
to be in?
We are going to be in both. We're closing the place down. It's all ours.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, yep. How can people get tickets?
They can get tickets at alphabeer.com.
Okay. And is it, it's not sold out?
Nope, not sold out yet.
All right, so alphabeer.com, that's one word, alphabeer.com for your tickets. How much are the tickets?
$50 in advance, $55 mm-hmm. at the door, and then we've got two more tables left of six for $250. So if you find five friends to go with you, you can go free.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Very, very cool. All right, so those tickets are available, and you can check it out at alphabeer.com. And you've now, how are the beers chosen?
The beers are chosen. We try to choose a lot of local beers mm-hmm. and some of the region, especially since we've got such a huge community around here. But we also choose the beers from all over the world. But it's basically, you know, we are trying to find a beer for every letter of the alphabet,
yeah.
too.
So yeah.
How
difficult is it to find an X?
X is, it's hard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we'll do like double X, or like Southern Tier has a 2X.
Ah.
So that has been an X beer in the past.
Okay.
This time we're doing Xingu, which is a black lager.
Sure, I've had that.
Yep.
I've had that. It's
delicious.
Very good. It's very, very good.
Yeah.
So you, for each alpha beer, you don't repeat it? You don't repeat a beer? Are there 26 new beers for each alpha beer
That's
event?
Most of the time. We might have one or two. Like, we've had Xingu before because X is so hard.
Well,
to
X
find.
Is so hard, sure.
But the rest, yeah, we try to, you know, no repeats.
That's great.
Yeah.
Okay, here's what we're going to do. We got to take a break.
Okay.
We got the news coming up. You just relax, and then we'll bust out some beers.
Nice.
Sounds good. LocalTourist.com is the website, and this is Teresa Carter. She's the founder of LocalTourist.com and the host of Alpha Beer 13, which is happening tomorrow night, Saturday the 18th, AJ Hudson's Public House on Grace and Ashland in Chicago. It starts at 6 p.m. Get your tickets at alphabeer.com. Nick DiGilio here. We are live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of Trib Tower. And here till 5 a.m. And then we'll hang out with the Cochran gang, who, by the way, are going to be, they got a remote today. They're going to be at Pumpkin Fest. So we'll hear from them coming up after 5. And after 3 o'clock, Broham is going to join us. My former producer, Mike Steven, and my former producer, Andy Herman, work on a show here called the Outside the Loop Radio, which airs 6 a.m. every Saturday morning on WGN. We'll get a preview of tomorrow's show. And also coming up at 3:30, Dave Turin is one of the stars of Discovery Channel's Gold Rush, and he's going to tell us all about the new season. And then after 4, Fly Jams Friday. But right now, live in studio is Teresa Carter. She's the founder of LocalTourist.com. We have a link on our Facebook page. And she's the host of Alpha Beer 13. Congratulations on this 13th Alpha beer.
Thank you.
Really cool. So you brought some beers.
I did.
And I've tasted one. Tell everybody about this, the first one that I've tasted, and it's really good.
It is.
And what letter is this one?
This is E.
E, okay.
It's 8-bit, so, you know, we... Because 8, the word starts with an E, so
eight
that counts.
Bit.
Yes,
okay.
8-bit is the name of the beer. It's from Tallgrass, which is out of Manhattan, Kansas. It's a brewery owned by a husband and wife team.
It's really good.
Yeah, it is.
Really, really good. You'll be featuring this tomorrow.
Yes. Yep.
Yeah. And now, you said that you had some of the representatives from the breweries
mm-hmm.
Coming. Who do you guys have coming?
RK Brewery will kick us off. Mm-hmm. And we've also got Berghoff. Beguile is going to be there. 1090 and then Temperance. And Claudia from Temperance is just off the Great American Beer Festival, and her Gatecrasher IPA won a silver medal, and that's what we'll be
cool.
featuring. Yeah.
Very, you're mm-hmm. going to feature the medal
yes.
winner.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah,
that's
we've
really
got
great.
The Five Rabbit Golden Ale, which is another, yeah. Isn't that a delicious
those
beer?
Those guys make good beer.
Yeah.
My favorite of the ones that they've done is Five Vulture.
Oh, that's delicious.
Which has that pepper, mm-hmm. the jalapeno sort of bite to it.
Yep.
It's so good. It's so good. I could drink that all night. So very, very cool. Now, so it's set up, you said, sort of like a classroom thing, so people mm-hmm. learn about the beers.
Yes.
How do you structure that?
Well, we have each beer is introduced either by the brewer or our Alpha Beer Master, Chef Jill Hulk. This will be her, I believe, 7th event emceeing. But she talks...
So she's an Alpha Beer... Master?
Yeah, I call her the Alpha Beer Master.
That's cool. What's her background?
She's a chef. She's done private catering, but she's also been on Good Morning America. She's written a couple of different cookbooks.
She's a private chef?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So she doesn't work in a restaurant.
But she works with corporations.
Oh, she does?
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool.
But she's also a home brewer. And remember when you couldn't get Bells here?
Yeah, yes, I do.
Yeah, she would smuggle it in. And as soon as she told me that, I said,
she would smuggle it in.
Look, that's my girl.
Don't tell anybody, but I got some Bells in the trunk.
Right. Pretty much. It's kind of like, you know, New Glarus, Spotted Cow.
Mm. Yeah, you know, Bell's Amber Ale is a great beer.
Mm-hmm.
Great beer.
Yes.
Out of Michigan.
Yes.
Yeah, I love that stuff. I think they're great. Bell's is great. So she's going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so how is it set up? People are do they sit at the bar? They sit at tables?
Sit at tables. Everybody gets a program. Mm. So, and there's room for notes so you can keep track of what you like. And it's funny, at the beginning, everybody's very meticulous about their note taking.
Yeah, I bet by the end.
I can tell these are Cascade hops and there's a bit of coriander. And at the end, it's beer good.
Well, you know, yeah, by the time you get to about M.
Yeah.
Things probably get a little, hey, I like this. This is a good one.
Yeah. Well, we actually, I've installed a decibel meter on my phone now so that I can see how loud it gets. Because it used to be Jill started, she had to scream. But now we have presentations that are shown on all the TVs. And you know AJ has, since they've got a gazillion TVs.
Yeah.
So you can see what the tasting notes are up on the screen and the ABV.
Oh, that's
and the
so
IQ
cool.
And all that. Yeah.
Wow, this is going to be great.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's
so
fun.
It's tomorrow at 6 p.m. at AJ Hudson's Public House at Grace and Ashland in Chicago. A really great place, even though Jamie, the boss, fired me. And I've mentioned this last time you were on.
Yes, you did.
I mentioned that the only time I've ever gotten fired from a job was with Jamie. Jamie Hale fired me. And that's he can, you know, he can take that to his grave. He actually fired Nick DiGiglio. Yeah, the only time I've ever been fired. So, all right, well, what do we got next? This is you poured another one for me.
Yeah,
so that's 8.
One?
Now, where can people get this 8-bit? Is it available in Chicago?
Yes, you can. Usually you can find it at
like
Binny's.
Like at Binny's or, yeah. Well, I mean, you can find everything at Binny's.
Right.
So, okay, what do we got next? You poured another one for me.
Next is Capital Maibock. Capital is out of Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And the Maibock is, it's a lighter beer. It's actually their spring beer.
So. Oh, yeah. That's refreshing.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Yeah. Hot day, drink this.
Right.
Yeah.
Or cleanse the palate after having some heavier beer.
That's exactly right. So where are these guys? They're from. They're out of Wisconsin?
Yes.
Okay. And how did you get a hold? Now, do you contact these people directly? Like, go directly to the company and say, hey, I want to use your beer? Or how does that work?
The local breweries, a lot of times, yes. Especially because I've met a lot of them at various events, and I want to support the local breweries. So
sure.
I'll reach out to them individually. Others will work directly with the distributors.
Mm-hmm.
Worked with Glenn's before, Windy City. I mean, a lot of different. And, of course, Jamie has got all the connections.
Of course he does. Yeah, he's been in the bar business for a long time.
Actually, he hosted our first two Alpha beers at Globe Pub.
At the Globe,
yeah. So now we've come full circle. Although we'll keep going.
Yeah, yeah. Now AJ Hudson is it's named after his two kids, right?
Yes.
A and J are his two kids. Where's the Hudson come from?
Actually, I think Hudson is one of the kids too.
Oh, Hudson is one.
Yeah.
Does he have three kids?
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord, Jamie. I knew him when he was a bachelor.
Have
I used
you
to listen.
Seen Julia? Come
yeah.
on.
I mean. I started working at Ginger's in 1992.
Mm.
So I mean, this was a very long time ago. And so, but I mean, I knew him when he was a bachelor, so mm-hmm. it was a completely different world. But yeah. One more time with this that I'm tasting again.
This is the Capital Maibock.
Mm. It's really good. It is light.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Very, very cool. Hey, let's see. 773 area code. We're getting some texts. And you can text in at 312-981-7200. You can also call in 312-981-7200. Alpha Beer 13 is going to happen tomorrow at AJ Hudson's Public House at 3801 North Ashland Avenue. It starts at 6 p.m. Go to alphabeer.com to get your tickets. 26 beers after every letter in the alphabet. Mm-hmm. Such a great concept.
Thanks.
So cool. 773 area code says Jill Houck is great. I love her book, The Complete Soda Making Book.
Ah, we have that. It's wonderful.
Explain what is that?
Well, soda streams, people are really getting into making their own soda so they can get away from the chemicals. Well, Jill has written a book with recipes for all these different syrups that you can make to have with your soda stream. And of course, because it's Jill, there are also cocktail recipes.
Of course. Well, that's really cool. So, and is that a new book or?
It came out right before last Christmas. Yeah, so right before, I think it was in November, December of last year.
So about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. 630 area code says, what's the hardest letter to find a beer for? Or is there so much craft beer that you have many options? Well, I think we covered that already with the X.
Yeah. Q is also hard.
Which one? Q?
Yes.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so what's your Q this?
This time, you know what?
I got it. Where is it? Wait a second now. Okay, hang on a second. Okay,
oh,
it
it's
is
a quadruple. It's actually
it's the quadruple. Yeah,
yeah.
I can't even
style.
Pronounce this.
La Trappe is the
La Trappe quadruple. Mm-hmm. And what does that mean?
It's a style of beer.
Okay. What kind of style is it? What is it? What
it's
is it?
German style of beer.
German style mm-hmm. quadruple.
Mm-hmm.
Sounds strong. Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty strong.
Okay. let's see. 847 area code. Thank you for featuring Half Acre as your H. They totally deserve the success that they've had.
Nice. Yeah, their Daisy Cutter is what we're going to be
cutter.
Drinking.
Daisy Cutter. It's a great beer. Great beer.
It's such a good representation of what they do.
It is. Know? Yeah. And they have really taken off mm-hmm. Half Acre, you know? You know, they've got the tap room now. They used to just have the mm-hmm. the brewery right there on Lincoln Avenue. Now they got the tap room there.
Those tap rooms are dangerous.
Yeah, they could be. Yeah, they could be. All right, what do we got next? Is this did you pour?
Yes, we've got the Berghoff Oktoberfest.
Okay.
What is this?
Berghoff Oktoberfest.
Yeah, they do more than just have an Oktoberfest festival. They actually have an Oktoberfest beer.
Now, is it only available at it's seasonal? So this is this mm-hmm. a seasonal beer
yes.
or is it available
yeah,
year
it's
round?
Seasonal.
Okay. All right, well, let's try this out. Oh, it's good.
Yeah. They've gone through a lot of changes in the last couple years, and they've really gone back to their roots and been taking some more risks with their beers. And mm-hmm. they've just, I mean, I'm a big fan of all their beers.
Absolutely.
We had their Oak Aged Stock Ale at the last one, and it's if you haven't tried it, it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's another one of those that's high ABV, but you don't really taste the alcohol.
That's a hard thing to do. And as I've mm-hmm. mentioned to you, my favorite beer is Matthias mm-hmm. Out of Haymarket. And Pete Crowley, and I've told this story many, many times on the air. The first time I had Matthias was at Haymarket, and I was at mm-hmm. the bar. And he's like, you got to try this. And I had like four of them. And then I got up to go to the bathroom, and I was like really unsteady. Mm-hmm. Four beers don't do that to me. I have kind of a high tolerance. And so, but I got up, and I was like, whoa. And he goes, that's 10.5. And I was like, why didn't you tell me that, man? I would have paced myself a little more. But the beauty of that is I didn't know it.
Mm-hmm.
And normally when you have a beer, as you know, when you have a beer with a high alcohol content, you can totally taste it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, oh, there's a lot of alcohol in this. But that's not the case with Matthias. Yeah. It's just smooth and really hoppy and a beautiful beer.
Nice.
But this is good. Berghoff.
Yeah, I like Berghoff a lot. And really, they will be there. Tim Lucas from Berghoff will be there. We're featuring two of their beers.
Okay.
Their new one, which is called Berghop.
Berghop?
Berghop, yes. It was Hopfen Stomper, but nobody could remember the name, which I couldn't remember the name. He's like, okay, we're just going to change the name. It's Berghop because it's a hoppier beer. And then there also are O beer with Oktoberfest.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, so you're using Berghoff as the B.
Mm-hmm.
It's Berghop.
Right.
Okay. And then, but you're using the O for Oktoberfest, so you're not going to use the Berghoff name.
Right.
In there. Okay. And now, is that another way that you can get around fill in the letters by sometimes using the brewer as the letter?
Oh yeah, definitely. Sometimes it's a brewer, sometimes it's a brewery,
sometimes it's the name of the beer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, but you have to do that though. I mean, you got to do 26 beers.
Yeah. And if we try to do it have different beers each time, like I said, we've had Shinku before because X is hard to find. Any brewers listening, I want to make a custom beer that's called X Marks the Spot because that's the local tourist logo. If you're listening.
That's the local tourist logo.
Yeah, there's an X. And
it marks the spot. Mm-hmm. Localtourist.com, by the way, is what we're talking about.
Yeah.
X Marks the Spot. Maybe Pete's listening.
Hey,
Pete, make a beer called X. Let's send this to Pete, okay? Dan, send this to Pete. And we'll have Pete make an X Marks the Spot beer for you.
I'm going to hold you to this.
I wouldn't. You can't count on me for anything, Teresa. But anyway, so we'll get this message. I'm serious, though. Let's do this.
Okay.
Let's get Pete. And because I know Steve and Sean and all those guys from Drinking and Writing.
Mm-hmm.
And Steve now is a brewer at Haymarket.
Oh.
So I'll get these guys on it. I'm telling you, you know what? This is going to be a thing.
Oh, great. For Alpha Beer 14, we're going to have
X Marks the Spot from Haymarket.
Got it.
All right?
Awesome.
All right, cool. Let's take a quick break, and we'll come back and drink more beer, and we'll talk about Alpha Beer 13, which is happening at A.J. Hudson's Public House on Ashland, and that'll be happening on Saturday. Yeah. This is for if Andy Herman is listening. He always wanted me to play Foreigner Bumps when he produced my show. Because he likes Foreigner. I don't know. Hey, we are live in the Allstate Studios on the 7th floor of Trip Tower, having a really good time here on a Friday morning. Fly Jams Friday coming up a little bit later on. Speaking of Andy Herman, he and Mike Steven have a show right here on this radio station Saturday mornings at 6 a.m. called Outside the Loop Radio. We're going to get a preview of their latest show. And Dave Turn from one of the stars of Discovery Channel's Gold Rush is going to join us after that. But right now, Teresa Carter is with us. And she's from localtourist.com and the host of Alpha Beer 13, which is taking place on Saturday, tomorrow, 6 p.m. at A.J. Hudson's Public House. Check out alphabeer.com for more information. And you brought some lovely beer that we've been tasting.
Thank you.
We do have some texts coming in.
Okay.
At 312-981-7200. 847 area code says, I just read the story about Teresa's mom and how Alpha Beer got its start. It's wonderful. Tell us about that.
Thanks. Well, my mom was taking the 504 train home from Union Station every Friday night, and on Fridays, a group of them decided that instead of just getting the Foster's oil can, you know, or anything else for the train ride, that they would make it a little more interesting. So they started drinking a beer for every letter of their alphabet. So one Friday be A, and the next Friday be B, and they did this for a year and a half. So they went through the alphabet three different times. Binny's would special order for them.
I think I love your mom.
Yeah, she's pretty fantastic.
That's really awesome.
Yeah.
That's great. So that's how it all started.
That's how it started. I was telling a friend, she said, you need to make this an event. And I said, you're right, I do.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. Now, does your mom come to it?
Well, normally, yes, but they just moved to Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh.
Yeah, so she won't be at this one. In fact, she said she's been spreading the Alpha Beer love there, and so we'll be having an Alpha
Spread
Beer
it out to North Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah, there you
go. That's a big brewing city.
It is, isn't it? Yeah. 773 area code says, have you considered doing other themes, like numbered beers or beers from all 50 states?
You know?
It's not a bad idea.
That is not a bad idea at all.
Not a bad idea. Look at that. I can see the wheels turning. I can see the wheels turning already. Okay. So what's next here? I was looking at the bottle as you poured this, and this is called Elizabeth.
Yes.
And is this the E?
This is actually the U.
The U, because it's...
It's from Urban Legend.
Urban Legend. That's the brewery. Mm-hmm. Okay. No, we had the E already.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. So what's...
See, it's hard to keep track.
It is. I don't even know what's going on. And So you got to read the story behind this, the name of this beer. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, Urban Legend out of Westmont always has a story for their beer.
They're out of Westmont?
Yes.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah. And this one is about Elizabeth Bathory, and on the side of the bottle it says, Hungarian Countess Elizabeth Bathory did not live the same royal life as her family. What started out as outbursts of rage turned into a desire to kill. Elizabeth claimed that blood was a secret to rejuvenating her skin and maintaining her youth. These blood baths came at the price of hundreds of women and girls' lives. Elizabeth is an American red ale paired with Delta hops, resulting in an earthy, slightly spicy hint.
That's so crazy.
I know.
All right. Well, let's taste it.
I feel a little, you know.
Have you tried this?
No, I have not tried this.
Oh, okay.
So, I have tried their I'm coming with you, Elizabeth, which is a counterpart to this, but I haven't tried this one.
Okay. Well, let's try it. Here we go. Oh, man, this is right in my wheelhouse.
This is delicious. My face feels younger already.
Oh, man, that's good. That's really good.
This is
exactly the kind of beer I like to drink.
Well, you know what? It's 63 IBU, so, it's a little higher on. But it's not too hoppy.
No, it's not, but it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice bite to it.
Yeah.
And so there's 26 beers that are going to be available for everyone. Now, so how does it go? Do people go table to table and pour each beer before you... Before you talk about them?
Yep, everybody drinks A at the same time. The staff at A.J. Hudson's is phenomenal.
Mm.
In fact, the last event...
The staff was phenomenal like 20 years ago, too. I just wanted to let you know.
Okay, great.
Because I was working there then. But go ahead.
It got a little less phenomenal.
It did, yeah.
You, but...
Yeah, right around 1996, it started to fall off. But no, I'm sorry, go ahead.
But yeah, they're fantastic. They're really on top of things. And so everybody has A at the same time.
And you got the program, and you can follow along.
Right.
And like I said, the TVs have all the information on them as well.
All the notes are up on the screen.
And so it's like the whole, because like I said, A.J. Hudson's has three rooms.
Mm-hmm.
And so all the rooms are filled with people, and they can, because there's TVs everywhere in that place. So, all right.
Yeah, we've got an AV system, so Jill's got a mic. And
God, that's so cool.
Mm-hmm.
Very, very cool. I really like this. I think this might be my favorite so far. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the story is ridiculously scary. So what's the counter? You said that there's like another one?
Yeah, and I don't know the story for that one.
Yeah, sorry, but what does it taste like? The other Elizabeth beer.
It's a little bolder, but it's not as hoppy. So it's a little, it's a more, mm-hmm. if you're not a big fan of the hops, then you'd like that one a little bit better.
Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. And our final beer that we're tasting tonight is actually a cider.
Yes.
All right. Well, where is this from and what is it and what letter?
This is out of Washington and it's Teton Cider Works and it's a Yakima Valley Dry Hop Cider.
Okay. And I got one here.
Oh, you do have one. Yeah. All right.
And it's what letter is this?
This is Y.
Why?
Because it's Yakima Valley Dry Hop Cider.
Yakima Valley. So this is a cider. Boy, it's very clear.
Yep. It's going to be interesting because it's Y. It's our second to last beer, or cider. So it's it's a little lighter for the end.
Sure.
But it'll be refreshing.
That's good.
It is. It's a wood aged cider, so it's not as sweet as you get.
Oh no, absolutely. You know what? I prefer that. Mm-hmm. I prefer that. I've always had issues with like sweetness.
Yeah, and this one also has a 5.1 ABV, which is pretty good for a cider.
Pretty good for a cider. Well, that's great. All right. Thank you for bringing down the beers. I really appreciate it. I love this idea. I think it's great. And run with the other ideas with the 50 states and the numbers.
And
that sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, but with the numbers, where do you stop?
I don't know. How do you do that? How do you do that? I don't know. So localtourist.com. That's your website. Everybody should check it out. We have a link on our Facebook page. If you want tickets for tomorrow night's event at A.J. Hudson's Public House, 3801 North Ashland Avenue. It begins at 6 o'clock, alphabeer.com. And Teresa, thank you so much for coming down. I really appreciate it. And I hope you guys have a ton of people coming out.
Thank you.
And thank you for bringing down the beer.
You're welcome. My
pleasure. All right, localtourist.com. Everybody check it out. We will take a quick break.